This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
There's a new exhibition at NGV that looks at mentorship. It's called My Country. To find out more about it, Mitch Maloney is one of the artists that's featured. Joins us this afternoon. Mitch, welcome to Joy Drive.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about how important mentorship is for First Nation people.
Well, first, mentorship is everything. The way we work, we like to pass down knowledge from one generation to the other. So having mentors is a pretty normal thing, and normally they come from within our families or our family groups. And to have it in this exhibition, it's been a fantastic thing to be able to learn from the older generation and kind of bring it out and showcase the work that we do.
So tell us about the exhibition.
So the exhibition is My Country. It's a collaboration between Country Road and NGV. And the idea behind the exhibition was to get senior artists from every single state to pick a junior artist, me being the junior artist for Victoria, and have them mentor these junior artists in the creation of a work that responds to the theme of country, which for Indigenous artists is really a way for us to make anything we want, because country is such, everything we do in our work really relates to country and where we're from and our kind of, you know, local area. So, yeah, that was generally the theme of the work, and it produced some absolutely amazing artworks.
And how does some, I suppose, how does some of the junior artists feel about having their work at the NGV?
I can't speak for everyone else, but for myself, it's a bit of a surreal feeling. It's quite an amazing, as, you know, a junior artist, I think up-and-coming artist is the term. It's quite an amazing thing to be able to have a work exhibition, like exhibit at NGV, but then also be acquired into the permanent NGV collection is a really huge deal for us career-wise.
So you're there forever?
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite amazing.
Fantastic. Who were some of the other artists involved, Mitch?
So we had a few different artists. I'm sorry, I'm terrible with names.
That's all right. While you're thinking about it, I'm going to ask you about the three works that you've created for My Country. Tell us about those.
So for me, the three works I created, I did a series of three, one being a possum skin cloak, which is a cloak that's worn in the southeast of Australia. And we generally engrave the insides of our cloaks with our story. So the cloak represents my mother's country. I did a red gum canoe, which is from Barkindji country up around Broken Hill, Menindee Darling River area, and that's for my father's country. And then I also made a river reed canoe, which is a very like classic Hollower Tasmanian community's canoe, and I did that as a bit of a tribute to my Tasmanian heritage, but also my time spent with my Auntie Marie Clark, who was my mentor.
Just on, I mean, you know, we often, sometimes if we go looking, we can see those carvings out of the trees where, you know, canoes have obviously been made at some point. And I always think when I see it, I think, oh, I bet you that skill has been lost. But it hasn't, by the sounds of it. It's still being passed down.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, like coolerman making or canoe making, what you're referring to, a scar tree, which is the leftover remnant.
Yes. Fascinating.
It's something that's still practiced today, and it's something that you still do see around. I was actually at a housing estate yesterday, and I seen a scar tree that was left actually protected from the development that happened in that area, and it's great to still see that those areas are protected and that scar trees are still standing, and that, you know, for us it is a practice that we continue on, and that's been passed down really well from generation to generation.
And tell us about the possum cloak that you made. You're saying that the stories are recorded on the inside, is that right?
Yeah, so a possum skin cloak is a significant kind of cultural piece, and in the southeast of Australia we use them to tell our story. So it's a like a series of possum skins that have been sewn together. On the outside, obviously, you have the fur, which is very waterproof and good for kind of protecting yourself from the elements, especially in the cold weather that we experience in the southeast. But on the inside of the skin, the actual like skin side, we would engrave in different patterns, designs, emblems, stuff like that that represent the individual, the community they come from, maybe their life story. They would tell a whole range of stories. And for us, they were kind of our way of, you know, assisting oral history. We would have a cloak that we could use, you know, as a tool for teaching knowledge, and those stories that were engraved on them would help to pass those knowledges down.
Mitch, I reckon we need to go see this exhibition because it sounds like we'd learn a lot by having a look at some of the artworks that have been put on display.
Oh, no, absolutely. Everyone should go down and have a look and see all the brilliant artworks and absolutely fantastic artists who have been involved.
Mitch, congratulations also on becoming or having your work permanently accepted into the NGV. Well done.
Yeah.
Thank you. And thanks for joining us on Drive today. That's Mitch Maloney, one of the artists that featured in a free exhibition called My Country. You can catch it at NGV. I reckon we go see it.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.